It's the final segment of our final show of Season 7, Holly. We've completed another series, another year of radio. You can always call in with your question 24/7, garden 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Email us at any time with your garden questions at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. This is some thank yous that we're going to offer up in our last segment here. So we appreciate you tuning in. Those who have made it all the way through, maybe this is your first show. You can catch all of our past shows and seasons at our parent website, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com. And the seasons are listed numerically at the top of the page.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I would just like to thank my two closest friends. They have kept me sane many times, and yeah, that's who I'd like to thank. Especially my who I refer to as my Chicago bestie, and he has especially helping us. This is a rant about finding the land, finding property, but just. Joy and I never purchased anything like this before.
Right.
And there was times I was like, is this normal? Is this normal? And very helpful, very handy, whatever. And just, I like to thank my, I have really good coworkers and I have a really understandable boss. And not that any of this stresses me out, but having to go to a job that is stressful and having stressful coworkers usually makes your life kind of miserable. And so because I don't have stressful coworkers or a stressful job, I can really enjoy everything else that I do.
All right.
And I would like to thank Joey because he's my person over there. And
you couldn't run the soundboard by yourself.
No, but I think the cat can.
And text, yeah, cat.
And obviously, I would like to be grateful to the Lord because without him, we wouldn't have any of this.
Right. We want to thank our Savior, Jesus Christ. With him, all things are possible. And some of you may be going, well, I don't have him. I'm doing okay. Just think what you could do if you two were teaming up together. We started this 7 years ago. Actually, 8 years ago, we started this. And it failed miserably in 15, trying to go for 16. We both had physical outside the home jobs. Trying to fund a show, and we made 1% of the funding we needed.
And I almost left Joey because of that.
And then in 2016, I was released.
I shouldn't joke about that, but it was very stressful.
In early 2016, I was released from the position I had for a number of years, and I said, let's do it. Let's try one more time. If we are not meant to be, we will fail miserably again. And we have been very successful in allowing in our programming here. We started with 2 stations in Milwaukee, and now we are on 20 stations in part of 24 states. And from what I understand, that will continue in 2024 for season 8 as we continue to build funding for that. And we had 28 sponsors this year. You've heard them throughout the program, some locally, some nationally. Pro Plugger, Pomona Pectin, Deer Defeat, Root Maker, Blue Ribbon Organics, Jung Seed, DripWorks.com, Aqua-Mart, Walton's Incorporated, Nat Green Products, Blooming Easy Plants, Tree Hugger Sprinklers, Tree Diaper, Soil Savvy, Wind River Chimes, Chapin International Products, Verlo Mattresses, Phylum Bioproducts, Farmers Defense, Rise Gardens, Fleet Farm, Wisconsin Greenhouse Company, Grip 6, Happy Leaf LED, Dripping Springs Oyas.com, Mantis Tillers, Rescue, and Live Earth Products. Some are returning. Others have chose to go a different route in their advertising journey. And we're always grateful for the companies that retain and return, but we understand why some do choose to stay for a while and leave. And some, as we're seeing for 2024, was a sponsor in years past and are returning back again to be part of the program. With all things, faith is a major contributor. And the Bible says, I'm paraphrasing here, do not worry about anything, but pray continuously for everything and always give thanks for the good and the bad, because we always don't understand why certain things happen. So this is a by faith program in which we've got to rely on faith because we can't do it ourselves. And it has worked out. We've been very blessed and thankful for that and continue to have faith that we will continue to do this as long as the Lord wants us to. And when he says it's time's up, he'll have something else in store for us. And we shouldn't worry about what that might be until it's time that he reveals that to us. So we appreciate you tuning in. We thank you for listening to the program. Those who have just listened to the program, downloaded the program, we see the numbers. We see the views on YouTube. We hear those who have called in. We see the emails of those who are asked. Don't be afraid to email. I think a lot of people, Holly, are hesitant to reach out going, oh, well, this I'm not going to ask this because this is a stupid question. First of all, if you don't know the answer and you're wanting to know the answer, that shows a level of intelligence that many people don't have, that are you're willing to reach out to get the knowledge in which to better yourself or your garden, and that is perfectly welcomed on this program to email gardentalkradio@gmail.com or 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469. It is welcome to do that. There's no silly or stupid question. You're trying to obtain knowledge in order to be a better gardener, and that is what we are here to do. And if we cannot give you the information that you're seeking, we will direct you in a source in which is reliable that will give you that information correctly.
One of my friends asked me, actually I think it was my friend's dad, was like, do you ever get sick of the gardening questions? And I was like, no, I never get sick of the gardening
questions.
We want
more of them.
We want more. And it could be the same question every week, and I would not get sick of it.
There are certain garden shows that only rely on garden questions, call it in, or email. Now, we don't have we feel that our show is a content-based program which entertains and educates instead of just waiting for people to call in or email questions. We give a topic and you interact and you learn about that topic over the segments. And we bring a guest in that we learn from each and every week. And then the time left in this last segment, we kind of wrap up any questions or loose ends that there are coming in to, you know, if one person asks a question, there's probably 5 or 10 or 15 other ones that had that same question that wanted to be asked, but they didn't contact us.
Yeah, definitely. So it's nice. So the questions are nice no matter what, even if it's like Joy said, maybe we don't know the answer, but we can help you get
Joe Lample said that was the best thing you could ever say is, I don't know.
Yes, and I agree.
And we can find the answer. It just, we may not know that second. And there are people, and there have been people, and I think a couple of them no longer does this, but they would create, if they didn't know the answer, they would create an answer in order to make it look like they knew everything all the time and would make you feel good even if the answer wasn't quite accurate.
And that's called ignorance. So the smartest people out there will say when they don't know the answer to something, but they will find it for you.
Right.
Yes.
So with that being said, we greatly appreciate you downloading the program, watching the program on our YouTube channel, The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com. Listen to us on your favorite radio station. And until next year, when we begin season 8, if all goes well and the Lord's willing, we will see you next year. For
Holly Baird.
I'm Joy Baird. Take care, and we'll see you next spring.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.